Since leaving his native Iran 7 years ago, Reza Baluchi has become a self-proclaimed world ambassador for peace. He's bicycled his way across several continents and is now running from Los Angeles to New York. He plans to arrive at Ground Zero on September 11th, the second anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Day-to-Day caught up with him on his journey.
I'm Lita Hartman in Greensboro, North Carolina. Reza Baluchi is just 5 feet 5 inches tall and 135 pounds, but every inch of him is muscle. What's even stronger, though, is his spirit, something the Iranian government couldn't break. Reza has been imprisoned, flogged, and beaten by the authorities, but that didn't make him turn to violence. Instead, he has a different message.
Peace and freedom. I like everybody go together.
Reza doesn't walk his talk. He runs it. He's running it more than 3,000 miles, all the way from Los Angeles to New York City.
Every day running, you know.
Any weather, rain?
Rain, come. Nobody can stop Reza Baluchi.
Not even malaria, diarrhea, a robbery, or a hit-and-run accident. That's just part of what Reza has faced. For 6 years before coming to the States, Reza spread his goodwill message by bicycle. He explains in a mixture of English and Spanish.
46,000 miles with bike. 14 países in Africa, 23 países in Europe, and Asia, 6 países.
That's 14 countries in Africa, 23 in Europe, 6 in Asia. That came after Reza got in trouble in his homeland for flouting Islamic law. Once he was caught wearing a Michael Jackson t-shirt. Another time he ate a sandwich during the fasting period of Ramadan. Later he was imprisoned for associating with a group of dissidents. His right collarbone rises in a peculiar knot, the remains of a prison beating, he says. With the help of translator Nazarene Homafar, Reza says that his way of fighting back is to work for peace.
He said, if someone slaps you in the face, you can't slap them back, because it's like the same with international politics. If a neighboring country wants to go to war, there would be war all the time if someone did not say, no, we want peace, we don't want to fight.
When he started in 1996, Reza had planned to bike all the way to Toronto. But September 11th and its aftermath changed his mind, especially when President Bush named Iran as part of the Axis of Evil.
And it was at that time that I decided that no matter what, I was going to go to the United States with this message of peace and reaffirm the fact that Iranians are not terrorists.
So in May, Reza set out from Los Angeles with a donated RV. A new friend, David Hislop, volunteered to drive while Reza ran.
There was just something in my heart that said, I have to go and do this, you know. I have to help this guy, you know, complete his journey.
Reza gets company off the running trail, too. Today, several Iranian families from Greensboro have found his RV. They're perfect strangers, but they greet him like family, with hugs, flowers, and an invitation to dinner.
Thank you. Wow. Can you open the door?
10-year-old Hilda Tajali wishes Reza luck. She thinks his journey can make a difference.
I think it'll be a little of a difference because, like, maybe people will put him on news and stuff, and then everybody will start supporting him, because most people want peace in the world, and everybody wants no more fighting. I do. I want peace in the world.
Visitors like Hilda have scribbled messages on the back of the RV. One says, "May the road rise to meet you, Reza. Thank you for your example." For Day to Day, I'm Lita Hartman.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.